her in so we can talk.
So, but like, occasionally.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, October 6th. This is Trina Gray calling in from Bay Athletic Club in Alpena, Michigan, getting ready to rock out a great Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track call. We've got lots of people on the line, and I appreciate everybody's flexibility in doing our call today. On Thursday, normally it is always the first Friday of the month, but mother duties are calling for tomorrow, and I need to help with a field trip at my daughter's school. So thank you for understanding and for being patient and flexible and being on today. And I know lots of people have clients and can't be on right now, but you will have access, of course, to the recording. I assume everybody on the line knows by now, but as a quick reminder, we do have the new website, corporatefitchallenge.com. You all have a unique login and password. If you are having trouble with your login or you forgot it or need it, please, please check in with Kelly, kelly@bayathleticclub.com. She's on top of things. She'll make sure you have access to that site. On that website is all of our team calls. So if you're newer to the challenge and we have some newer trainers with us, feel free to go back and listen to some of those previous calls. All the coaching that I've done in the past year is on that website, as well as all of our downloadable marketing materials, everything. The stuff that I'm going to cover on today's call is new, unique. We've never talked about it before. And I'm going to put all of my marketing materials related to our topic for today. Those will also show up on our website within the week. So if you want to imitate the program that I just did or the event I just did, I'm going to make it so much easier for you by going over it on the call today, taking questions on it, and then putting up all my material. So with that, I know some people are going to have clients in 30 minutes. I can talk fast. So I'm going to give you as much information as I can in the next 30 minutes, maybe even a little less, on a program that we did last Friday that was killer. And then I'll open up the lines. Those of you who need to, jump off the line to get to clients or kids or whatever you have, no problem. I'll take Q&A and do a roundtable for the last half hour. All right? So here's what our topic is for today. I want to talk to you about the Corporate Fit Challenge rally that I held last Friday. On our last team call in September, I told you I was going to host a rally. I had no idea how it was going to go. I'd never done one before. But my idea was to get businesses in town together and basically give them free content and a free motivational presentation and free lunch to talk to them about why corporate fitness matters, about why their existing corporate wellness initiatives are falling short of amazing. So that was my why, to get businesses together to just talk to them about why this matters. Now, of course, the outcome I was looking for was to get people signed up for our Corporate Fit Challenge program, either new businesses or to get businesses who participated before to recommit to new dates for 2012. But I'm smart enough in marketing, and all of you guys are as well, to understand that if I said to people, hey, I'm doing a Corporate Fit Challenge sign up, come to lunch and get signed up for 2012, that's not going to speak to people. They're either going to think they already know what it is or they already did it or they don't want to do it. So this was really just taking knowledge and things that I've learned from some people in the industry, specifically like Brendon Burchard, who talks a lot about sharing your expertise with others, just giving the gift of your time and your knowledge on a certain topic, just giving that to other people who need it, and let it go from there. So my thought was, I'm going to download and share a ton of free content of what they could do now to make changes in their existing workplace. I've never done this before. I really went into this thinking, even if I give them enough tools that they feel like they can now go on their own and they don't need to work with me in the Corporate Fit Challenge, I'm willing to take that risk because I trust that if people know you, like you, trust you, think that you're an expert in your field, they'll want to work with you. So I can jump to the chase right now before I really debrief on this whole event for you and tell you it absolutely 100% worked. I absolutely 100% endorse every single person on the line and listening later to do their own Corporate Fit Challenge rally. It was the cat's meow. I loved it. All right, so I really encourage you to think about what I'm sharing on this call today. Take some notes and get some dates on the book. My idea now is to do it quarterly. My thought going into this rally, we did it, at the very end of September, the last day of September, was to book updates for the first quarter of next year. So I really liked that time frame that I basically did this rally at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and my goal was to get dates reserved for the first quarter of next year. All right, that gives me time then to schedule presentations, to get in and talk to their employees and do all the work to actually get people signed up for it. But this was just to get the dates reserved. So what does this do for my business? Now, as of October 6th, I can look at my 2012 calendar and see that we are completely booked up for the entire first quarter in corporate challenges. And that's starting a new business every single Sunday, allowing one bye week per month. That's enormous. I can look at 2012 and know that, one, in January, my business is already going to be busier because of the nature of the time of year, but two, now I'm guaranteed to infuse 15, 20, 25, 30, however many per business, new eager people per week into my business. And those of you who have been in the program long enough or have heard anything about it, you know that we retain 80% of our Corporate Fit Challengers stay with us in some way, as a boot camper, as a client, as a member, as a training client. Depending on what your business model is, you obviously need to figure out how you want to retain them. But we retain 80%. So I can already tell you that my first quarter revenues next year are looking good already. So here's how we did the rally. I've got all my notes in front of me on my desk. I wish we were on a webinar so you could see this. It's kind of funny. But here's what we did. I did a staff retreat with the people in my business who are involved in corporate fitness. So maybe it's just you. Fine. Do a retreat on your own. Take 2 hours out of your day, go to the coffee shop, go somewhere quiet or somewhere that you can focus, and plan out this event. We really planned this out in one meeting. So I took the coaches who I work with in the program and my program manager, Kelly, and we went out to my cottage for the afternoon, and we just planned this whole thing out. Done. Planned the entire thing in one short afternoon meeting. The theme for our rally was called Create Raving Fans. Discover our number one secret to employee motivation. So it was a sports theme event. You'll have access to all the marketing materials, but it's the picture on the marketing materials is like a big foam number one sign that you might have like at a football game. And it says, Bay Athletic Club presents Create Raving Fans. Discover our number one secret to employee motivation. All right. I did a talk at IRSA, I believe it was, last March in San Francisco on creating raving fans. Some of you on the line probably met me there. And I know that line is a good line. People are very curious about how they can get people to love their business more. So I decided to take that and transfer that to the employers and say, hey, you want your employees to be raving fans of your business. So I'm not just talking about, hey, you know, reduce employee absenteeism or, reduce your healthcare costs. I know that those things matter, but I'm telling you, employers want to know that their employees like them and want to be there and are willing to work hard for them. We all want raving fan employees, not just clients. So that was my marketing, and I think it really worked. And the other information I shared was I wrote, healthier employees are happier employees. Quite simply, this is good for business. When your employees live healthy, they become raving fans of your business. Join us for an exclusive luncheon. And then I put the date, time, place, all of that. I did limit it to 25 businesses, and I really like that approach. If you're a solopreneur trainer or a smaller business than mine, maybe you want to limit it to 5 businesses. Maybe you limit it to a small round table of 10 businesses. if you are a place like the Mac and you've got multiple locations and you're, you know, bigger than I am, maybe you want to limit it to 40 businesses. All right, so some kind of exclusivity is a good idea. Some kind of feeling of a more intimate gathering is a good idea, and you need to pick the number that's going to be most appropriate for your business. On the marketing materials, on this postcard that we sent out, colored postcard, it says, numbers talk. More than 80 Alpena businesses have lost a total of 10,205 pounds in the past 3 years in the Corporate Fit Challenge. We are changing lives. Okay, so what did I do with this postcard? I got the list from the Alpena Chamber Area Chamber of Commerce. So I went to my local Chamber of Commerce and asked them to give me the mailing list for any business with more than 3 full-time employees. Because I'm a chamber member and I'm on the chamber board, I think I get a discount on that list. I know I still had to buy it, but I got it at a discount. It was definitely worth it. So we sent postcards in early September, so maybe 1 month notice. We sent postcards out on September. It actually was Labor Day weekend that we sent out the cards and told people that we were doing this luncheon at the end of the month and that they were invited and it was going to be free and great content and a free luncheon. So we sent the postcards out, and nothing happened. We waited. We thought, well, maybe it's kind of buried at the bottom of the stack because it's Labor Day weekend, and maybe their mail is really full, and we kind of waited and waited, and we really felt like we had a good message. And then sure enough, about a week to 10 days before the event, we started making calls. Kelly made personal calls and emails to the businesses, and we filled up within a day. And every single person she emailed or called said, oh, I saw your postcard, and I was going to RCP. It's been sitting on my pile. Or, yes, I read about it. And most people knew about it, but people, the nature of people is to sign up at the last minute, is to not commit, is to wait, right? We all do it. So I do think the message was a good message. I know if we had just sent the postcard out and not made any follow-up calls or emails, we would have had like 2 people there. Because between Labor Day and when Kelly started making follow-up calls on around September 20th, we had 2 different businesses signed up, 2, and we were looking for 25. So with her personal emails and calls, and I'll share with you her personal email, we ended up with 18 businesses and 30 people. So we allowed 2 people per business to come. And we wanted a total of 25 people. We ended up with 30, which was fine, and 18 businesses. So to have the audience, the captured attention of 18 different businesses in town, 30 different business leaders, was untouchable. So let me go through some of the logistics of what we did here. Oh, so many notes. Let me give you an example of a couple of success stories of what came out of it and why this was a good thing to do. Alpena Power Company, our local power company, has never been active with us. Now, the president of the company herself, she is one of our top clients. She trains twice a week. She does all of our boot camps. Like, she's a raving fan of my business, yet none of her employees are. And their business as a whole has no wellness program. I went to that business 5 years ago when they first opened, as I did many businesses in town, and what did I offer them? A corporate membership discount. What a waste. What a waste. If you've not heard me go off on corporate membership discounts or coupons, you'll hear it for a second now. Coupons do nothing to inspire people. Coupons do not inspire people to take action. So when I went to Alpena Power 5 years ago and said, hey, Ann, the boss, would like me to talk to you guys about corporate memberships, she's even willing to pay for half of them. So our corporate membership price at the time was $36 a month, and the president was willing to pay $18 per person. Their out-of-pocket cost, yes, only $18 a month. How many people did it? 3. Of those, I can say that none of them were successful. And I'm willing to put that out there because I'm not saying everything I do in my business works. I figure out what doesn't work and I fix it. So what I realized early on, which is why I have a program like this, is when you leave people to their own devices, they don't succeed very well. You have to unite them together with other people in some way. Right? People left on their own are not going to be successful, especially in a health club setting. I really find it to be a struggle. They have to have built-in accountability buddies, either trainers, coaches, other members. Those of you on the line from clubs nodding your head right now, I know you get this. All right? I don't want to lose members because they never find a niche. They never find their their people. Those of you who just run boot camps, you get it. People keep coming back, and they come because they feel a sense of accountability to the others in the group. So I failed at Alpena Power 5 years ago when I went and offered them a coupon. I didn't talk to them about how fitness would change their life. I didn't paint the picture of a better marriage, better relationships. I was not willing to go there yet that early in my career. Now that's all I talk about. Now I don't talk about coupons. I go in and say, hey, I think you owe it to your family to have more energy. I think your kids deserve to have a parent who sets a good example with fitness and healthy eating. That gets people's attention, all right? So Alpena Power attended, their HR director and her assistant attended this luncheon. Same woman I met with 5 years ago. All right? Now, the owner of the company who already supports my business did not come. And when I saw her, I said, why aren't you coming? She said, Trina, I already believe. I need you to talk to my employees who don't believe. So I can honestly tell you within 20 minutes of this presentation, one of the employees was crying. And by the end of the presentation, they reserved their date for 2012 and stayed after and talked to me about, this is exactly what we need. This is what our workplace needs. This is what I need in my personal life. They started downloading their own personal health and fitness journey, which I know all of the trainers on the line get this, that people all of a sudden feel free to just divulge every struggle they've ever had in their life. Point being, I got to their emotions. All right, so Alpena Power, who never even considered doing anything with me, three people signed up for a corporate membership 5 years ago. Now I'm going to have the whole company on board a corporate challenge in 2012. They took our first date available in January. There's lots of success stories from this. I just want to point out a couple of the unique ones. Another one in town, friends of mine in town own four businesses. These are people I know well. We have summer cottages on the lake right next to each other. We know each other. They know what I do, right? Yet they've never done a corporate fit challenge. And when I ran into them in the parking lot a couple days beforehand, I said, hey, I have that luncheon on Friday. I'd really like you to be there. And the woman who owns the company with her husband said, oh, Trina, we already know what you do. And I said, you know, I just want you to come and listen. It might be different than what you think. Because I think most people think that if you own a health club that you have treadmills. And I think most people think that you've got some weight equipment, right? I think that's what people think fitness is. And these are people with four businesses and four kids and a busy life and not very fit right now, and they don't see it fitting in their life. Anyway, they did come the next day, and they brought two of their general managers of their businesses with them. Every single one of them appeared to me to be pretty much speechless throughout the presentation, because I'll tell you what I got into. I got into the emotion of it. I got into you're doing your employees a disservice by not offering wellness that works, because it's so hard to make change on your own. You know that you could help them make change if you're willing to host it in your workplace. They were all speechless, and by the end of it, they said, we don't want to wait for 2012. We want to do an all-company-wide four businesses, three retail stores and a pharmacy. We want to do an all-company-wide corporate fit challenge in this last quarter. These are people who know me. They think that they already knew what my business was about because I own a health club. That in one presentation, one day, with other business leaders in the room, with the right message, we're hooked. All right? So let me get up to some of the logistics of what the event looked like and felt like. We held the event at our new Bay Urban studio. It's our downtown training studio. It doesn't matter where you do it. You could do it at a restaurant. You could do it at a conference room at the library, whatever works for you. We had tables, obviously, all set up. It looked nice. It looked like a business presentation. My staff and I were all in business attire. It did not look like they were coming to work out. We had it all catered with healthy food, and we stuck with our theme of a sports theme. It was really cool. It was we had a local company that makes brats. Keep in mind, I'm in Michigan, people. We had healthy chicken brats made. We had fruit and veggie kebabs, and we had a low-fat coleslaw. So it looked kind of like a ballpark. You know, it looked like what you'd get at the ball field, but a healthier version of it and a nicer version of it. We had really nice tablecloths, amazing table decorations. It looked like an event. It looked like a really well-put-together event. My staff and I spent a couple hours that morning decorating and setting up. We had pennants made from a company felt pennants, and we had Corporate Fit Challenge printed on them, and we had them hanging from the ceilings. Now, those of you on the line who haven't worked with me before or haven't worked with me much and are wondering why I'm talking about decorations right now, here's why. Everything that we do in business, I believe everything that we do in our fitness business should be an experience, not just a meeting, not just a workout. It should be an experience. So if I have the opportunity to talk to 30 business leaders and they're showing up at a training studio for a luncheon, I know they expect to be just sitting on a folding chair and eating a sandwich and having it be just me talking to them about, you know, the risks of heart disease. Well, that's not what I do. That's not what you do. We make an experience. It was festive. It was decorated. It was balloons. It was pennants. It was this great spread of food. They were already wowed by what we had put together before we started. All right? Events matter. Making it feel like an experience really matters. And I know a lot of you on the line already do this kind of thing. We ordered lots of really nice disposable ware from Smarty Had a Party. I've suggested that website before. No, I don't earn a commission on it. I'm just sharing what works for me. SmartyHadAParty.com is a great place to order stuff. And if you want the felt pennants, I'm going to post them on our Corporate Fit Challenge site. We did order a lot, so we have extras that I can sell to you for just, you know, about our cost. So here's what we did that day. They all came in. They got their lunch. And I had a list of all the companies who were represented. So to kind of stick with our sports more upbeat theme, we had sports music playing overhead, and then we shut the music off, and I announced them kind of like a starting lineup, as you can envision an announcer announcing a lineup. So I gave the name of the business and the people who were there there that day. So I'd say, you know, representing Lefebvre Pharmacy, Missy and Chris Lefebvre, and everyone cheered for them. So it was fun. It got it off on a really positive, upbeat note. In my view, different from what people expect in a business meeting. We all go to business meetings. I'm on our chamber board, and when I show up at the chamber meeting, no one announces and cheers for us, and there's certainly nothing exciting about it. It's just people sitting there with a notebook and pen looking, you know, half dead sometimes. So we really wanted it to feel energetic when they walked in the room. So we did those introductions, and then I just told them quite simply that the topics we were going to cover that day were why wellness makes sense, how to get it off the ground, what kind of roadblocks they're going to hit in their business, and I'm not just talking specifically Corporate Fit Challenge here. Remember at the beginning of the call I said I was just giving them free content. So I'm talking about why wellness makes sense, how they can get something off the ground, what the roadblocks are going to be, what components a smart program has, and how, once they get something going, how that can become a feeder system to other wellness efforts. So those are the four things I wanted to cover. You might have other things that you want to talk about. I'm happy to share my notes with what I did. I have them all written out. I should have somebody type them up for me and get them out to you guys. But that was something I felt comfortable talking about. So why wellness makes sense, just to give you an idea, I talked about things that you guys, I'm sure, already know or you've read in my material before. Just that 80% of healthcare dollars are spent on diseases that are almost entirely preventable by diet and exercise, things like heart disease, diabetes, obesity. And I just sit on that statistic and walk around the room. 80% of the stuff we're spending our money on are things that we could help people prevent if we got people to eat better and move more. That's powerful. All right, so I talked about that for a while. I talked about that only 15% of our workforce, not of the country as a whole, 15% of our workforce, working adults, only 15% are active on a regular basis. In Alpena, I believe that number would be half that. About 7% of the workforce on their own would be active on a regular basis. However, this research from the Wellness Coalitions of America, I love this statistic. Another 63% of the workforce said in a survey that they want to be active, but they cited lack of time or lack of resources as a reason that they're not fit. Boom, that's our market. And I know you know that. That's why you're in this program. 63% of the workforce wants to be active. 15% is. That is the strongest, most solid feeder system to your business. I hope you get that. I know you do. 63% of people working at a bank, in a grocery store, at the school, at City Hall. These people want to be active. 63% of them want to be active, but this program, Corporate Fit, takes care of all of the buts. Why? Because they don't have to be anywhere at any given time. So time is not an issue. You're asking them to be coached three times. I know some of you do it a little bit differently, but on average, three times over the course of 6 weeks. You're asking them to follow guidelines of a food plan. You're asking them to journal. These are not things that are cutting into their time with their kids or their time at work. These are just things that bring awareness to their daily habits. All right? You're giving them an exercise prescription to do on their own, either at your facility, at home, in your boot camps, wherever it makes sense. So you know if you're working with a stay-at-home mom who is not able to get out of the house to go to the club to take classes or whatever it is, or come to your boot camp, you know you have to put together a program for her to do at home when her kids are napping, maybe a 30-minute program. You know if you're working with a busy executive who's on the road a lot, that you're not trying to get him into your boot camp. You're giving him a 30-minute program to take on the road, to do at the hotel, some basic strength training. Anyway, you guys get the logistics of the program, but understand that if the workforce is saying they want to be active but lack of time, lack of resources, we cover both in this program. All right? So I went over that study from General Motors that showed that people who are inactive, completely sedentary, if they exercise just 20 minutes a day twice a week, they would have a $250 savings per year in healthcare dollars, including their doctor's visits and prescription healthcare costs. Yeah, that was speaking to these employers for sure. All right? And then I got into how to get it off the ground, roadblocks. I talked about to them that they are generally the roadblocks. And I said it in a really nice way, but I was direct. And just said, to be honest, it's usually the business owners, leaders, and managers who are the roadblocks, the HR team, who are the roadblocks. Why? Because you're trying so hard to run the business and to focus on the bottom line and produce new products and meet new customers and do marketing and social media. And, you know, their business is running their business. And so I said, I get that your business is running your business. That's why there's programs like this that will help take the load for you. But what we need you to do is support it, is to be willing to get the word out about it, is to be willing to host some presentations in your workplace. So I thought it was an interesting way to approach it. I said, listen, the biggest roadblock for getting corporate fitness programs going in a workplace is generally the leadership, that they're too busy. And I said, for every day that you're too busy, your employees are getting unhealthier. And I used this example, and if anybody else wants to steal this example from me, you're more than willing to. It was powerful, I think, to this group. The night before this event was last Friday, the night before I was a keynote speaker at the high school Honor Society banquet, 250 kids who had gotten all A's in the first quarter of the year. And it was all the school administration, principals, superintendent, everybody there. Superintendent came up to me after my presentation. We talked a little bit about it. And he said, hey, I want to come to that rally you're having tomorrow. I heard about your corporate fitness rally. And I said, oh, I'd love to have you there because our schools actually are a member of our chamber. And he said, but I can't come. And I said, oh, I'm sure, you probably have a really busy day tomorrow. You can't make it for lunch. I'm happy to stop by your office later and talk to you about it. He said, no, I can't come because my HR director for the school district told me that we can't take on employee wellness this school year because we're doing a computer conversion. Really. That's the holdup. The holdup is people have other work on their plates, and although in my mind a computer conversion doesn't compare to having healthy employees, they're two completely different topics, the fact that it's just work, right? One set of work supersedes another thing that can easily be avoided. So I shared this example to the business leaders. I did not say who it was. I didn't say it was a superintendent. I said a business leader in our community wanted to be here today, and he's not because his HR director is doing a computer conversion. And I wasn't making fun of it. I was saying this is what we're up against. But every day that you avoid it, your employees are going out for fast food. Every day that you avoid it, your employees are not exercising. Their stress is increasing. Their body fat's increasing. Right? So when I talked about it that way, you could literally sense the urgency in the room. And so I said, this is where I went next. I said, hey, I want to give you some free tips that you can take away today to make your workplace healthier. You guys, I wrote these out like that morning on a sheet of paper. There's no magic to this next section. It was just giving them free content. You can make this be whatever you want. I said, We talked about drinking more water and about having a water cooler there or access to cold water, to giving everybody a company water bottle, you know, lots of ways to increase water. I talked about having a policy or a, some kind of perk that if they packed a lunch, their name would go in a drawing at the end of the week for a prize, like some way to get people to pack their own lunches as opposed to going to fast food. Fast food's probably more of a problem in my area than yours, but it's a big issue here. So drinking more water, packing more lunches. I talked to them about, this was a good one, scheduling, having their employees schedule exercise like they schedule a meeting. And I said, what if you were so bold at your next staff meeting that everybody pulled out their calendars, and instead of asking when their next project is due or when the budget document's going to be done or, you know, whatever their, whatever's on their plate, what if you said, hey, pull out your calendars, I'd like to know when your workouts are? Is that stepping into people's personal life? Probably, but you know what? Business is personal. I saw a lot of people nodding, actually start laughing, wrote that down, that maybe they would give that a try. So I talked about having their employees and themselves schedule exercise like they schedule a meeting. Get it on your Outlook calendar. Get it on a company shared calendar so people can see when their coworkers are going to exercise. And then I said, you have to go back to work on Monday. This is last Friday. Go back to work on Monday with a sense of urgency about wellness now. Not something that's going to wait until next year. Get something on the calendar for 2012 right now, and then go back and implement some of these smaller tips to get yourself started. And the last tip I gave them was to consider doing health buddies for the last quarter of the year. If they went back and had people within their departments pick a buddy that they're accountable to, they could exchange journals, they could share recipes, they could just be a health buddy. I know that other people have a different take on corporate wellness than I do, or those of us on the call collectively that we do, but I guarantee you, having done this day in and day out for 3 years, that these are the things that work. Personal connection with people, giving them simple tools like drinking water, telling somebody when they're going to work out, packing lunches, that's the stuff that actually works. That's the stuff that actually works, beyond brown bags, right? Beyond flu shots and blood draws. These are daily things people can do. So that's what I gave them. At the end of this kind of informational part of the presentation, which is more or less like the nuts and bolts of corporate wellness and some of the roadblocks, then I did share some more personal to my business, meaning stories, success stories. And I did show a couple of our 60-second inspirations. One that I've been showing a lot lately, if you want to pull it off the website, is Brad McRoberts. Brad McRoberts did our corporate challenge through the county. His wife is a county employee, and he is now eligible for a kidney transplant because he lost so much weight, got his cholesterol down, and got healthier. I showed that, and I just kept pointing at him up on the screen, his before picture. I was just, like, you know, bloated and looked unhealthy, and then I showed his after picture. It's a picture of him and his wife in a workout. And I said, Brad McRoberts in a million years wasn't going to change his daily habits. He has been overweight and sedentary for years. The only reason why he's healthy today is this program, is because his wife signed him up. And then the other story I showed was one I show often on Todd Kajubowski. And that was the one where it shows the impact on the family, and it showed how his son was being made fun of for being fat, and that Todd realized that this was partly his fault because he didn't set a good example. So people were crying. The parents in the audience were crying. People were very emotional about this. I know it seems strange, but it's personal. So right after I finished the personal appeal and I showed these stories and I talked about how people's lives are different in this community because specifically this program, I then went right to the, I'm not going to call it a pitch, right to the share, right to my suggestion. So my suggestion, my call to action, that's the better word I'm looking for. The call to action I said was this. Today, before you leave, you have the opportunity to sign up for a Corporate Fit Challenge in 2012. You can reserve your date today. We'll do the work between now and then to get in and do the presentations we need to do with your employees to get them excited about this and signed up for it. But you need to just get the date on the calendar and commit to it. And if they signed up that day, I gave away some big-time incentives that I've never done before. But I knew I had them at a point right then where I did not want them to walk out the door without signing up. So I said, here's what I'm going to offer you. I put together a gift basket. It was about a $75 gift basket. I had lots of just healthy snacks, P90X bars, some packets of Shakeology, stuff that we sell at my club that I believe in that I wanted them to take to their workplace. It helps me in multiple ways. So I gave them some snacks, some meal replacement shakes, and I gave them some gift certificates to the club for logo wear, for training. I gave them a 30-minute presentation for their staff. And, oh, there's something else big in there. I can't remember what it was right now. But, gosh. Okay. Well, anyways, a really cool gift basket, lots of fun stuff in it. I held it up in front of them. It had some of our felt pennants in it. And it said, and I said to them, if you reserve a date today, I will hand deliver these to your workplace on Monday with applications in them to start spreading the word. So out of the 18 businesses who were there, 17 out of 18 signed up for a date. I found that to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. So hands down, the most successful one-time event I've done. It did not cost me a lot of money. Yes, it was an investment. I bought all their lunches. I did put together some marketing material, decorations, things like that. That'll more than pay for itself by one person from one business signing up. The other big incentive I offered that day, I'm not suggesting you have to do this. I know that it helped to get them to sign up, and I've never done this before, but I said for businesses who sign up today, not walk out the door and call me Monday and sign up. If you sign up today, I will offer you half price, not a coupon, an incentive to get the spouses to sign up. I said your employees will pay the normal price for the program, and if you sign up today, their spouses will get to do the program for half the cost. So why did I do that? I did that because I know that when people have family members involved with them, they do better. I also think that I retain those people better because they've made a household decision to invest money in health and fitness. I really want that spouse involved. It also doesn't generally ever cost me any extra because most of the time, and those of you who are doing the program can weigh in on this, but most of the time, couples do their coaching appointments together. So I'm only paying the trainer to meet with, you know, do one appointment. I'm not paying them to do multiple appointments. So it really is more than beneficial to have me get family members involved. So I said the employees will pay the normal price and the spouse can have a half price, which was huge. So those are the incentives that I offered that day. Basically every single, you know, 95% of the people who were there signed up. I'm going to do it again at the beginning of first quarter, so right in early January, I'll do another one to book up for second quarter or third quarter, depending on how we're looking at that point. Whew. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being so patient and listening. I hope that was some great information. If you're newer to the program, maybe some of that was confusing, but hopefully you'll catch on. We still have lots of people on the line. I'm going to unmute it and open it up. So with that, let's see who we've got on the line. Who's from 410? That's Mac. Is that Tim or whoever? Someone on from the Mac want to give a quick update or tell us any feedback?
Yeah, Trina, this is Tim. I think Maria just had to stop off the call, but we are having a lot of luck here at the Mac in Baltimore. We've got at our Timonium facility, which is one of our flagship clubs, we have our biggest group so far going through. It's a local management recruiting firm, which is great because they deal with HR departments from clubs or other businesses all over the area. And they are rocking. Our coaches are all over it. It's like we sent them to Trina Gray University. So they're doing a fabulous job staying in touch with everybody. The CEO paid for the whole program. So instead of the employees paying for it, Maria pitched them and the CEO stepped up and she wrote the check for everybody. She's participating in it herself. So they graduate, I think they're at midterm right now, and I think they've got 2.5 weeks left, something like that. So we'll see how right now we're already gearing up for their finale.
Oh.
And we've got a few other companies in the pipeline. I think Maria got some commitments in the last couple of weeks from some companies downstream. But the other big news is that we have our own employee wellness program here at the Mac. We started several years ago, and our mission for that program is that everyone who participates is healthier next year than they are this year. So we set a goal last year to improve everybody's health by at least 10%, and with our wellness score, we use the We use the WellSource HRAs,
mm-hmm.
and we made that goal. And so this year, we were looking around for a promotion. We've done the 10,000 steps promotions, and three or four times a year, we'll do big group things to kind of keep the enthusiasm up. We decided this year, why not do our own corporate fit challenge? So right now, as we speak this week, we're approaching our kickoff, which is going to be Monday, and we're hoping for 100 or more employees in the program between our three facilities. So we're going to do the corporate fit challenge on ourselves, which we think is going to serve double duty. It's not only going to help move the chains and improve everybody's health. They're all being challenged to improve at least one aspect of their health in the 6 weeks, pick a goal and hit it. But we think it's going to help one of the challenges we've got is with three facilities and, you know, 250 or 300 employees is getting awareness out about this program from among the dozens that we run. So we're hoping that it's going to create a whole lot of internal testimonials and a lot of awareness, and that our people will be raving about it to our customers without us even talking about it. So I'll keep you posted on future calls of how that's all working. We've got a lot of volunteer coaches, including myself, so we haven't restricted the coaching to just our fitness professionals. So like our VP of HR is coaching a team, and I think Liz, is my wife, is coaching a team, and so we've got some rookie coaches too. So we'll see how it goes.
Tim, I'm totally speechless, and I have goosebumps. That is an amazing, amazing update. I did not see that one coming. I knew that you guys are rocking down there, but the idea that you're taking this internal, I love it. I'm going to share this story with people. And the fact that you guys have hit your 10% improvement before with your HRAs, that's crazy.
Well, you know, people think that when you work at a health club, everybody's healthy and fit, and the reality is that our workforce is a cross-section of the general population. And we've got people who have been here for years, and, you know, you look at them, and they're not appreciably different than they were when they were hired here. And yet I know that when they take a job here, they all kind of think, even if it's privately, that they're all going to get healthier. And so we felt very strongly about it. And a couple of years ago, we decided to put this program into place because it wasn't just happening by osmosis. It wasn't happening by itself. Our people are busy just like your school system guy is, right? And so,
exactly.
So we created this program, and we offer this is all complimentary. The people don't have to pay anything, but we thought that if we could get after their health issues with this corporate fit challenge, it would really help them prove to themselves what they can do in a short period of time. We let them work out on the clock for half an hour a day, in addition to whatever breaks they want to contribute to it. And then for the corporate fit challenge, we've organized group workouts at three different times each week, since it's so many people, and a lot of them are part-time, they can't always come back. So I think we've got like Tuesday mornings, Wednesday afternoons, and Thursday evenings at each of the clubs that the team members can choose to do their group workouts. And we're going to use that to spread it around too. I've got a lot of people here who have never done a spin class.
Wow.
And so it'll, you know, we're hoping it'll move them into different parts of the club.
So three group workouts per week that they have access to, plus a 30-minute workout on the clock.
Every day, right?
Oh, my gosh, Tim. You're setting the standard. Love it. The bar is high.
Well, I think this luncheon thing you're doing is brilliant. I'm dying. Maria's already sent me an email. She says, we've got to do a rally. So
it was so fun. I know you guys would crush it. I will put all my information up on the website to make it easier for you to do it. I mean, of course, you have tons of your own ideas, but if you can take anything I did, it would just, you know, streamline the process for you, of course.
Well, I think the best thing you did with your presentation is just create the urgency. I mean, there's no doubt you created some emotional urgency, and then you created some incentives for them to sign up right now, and that's the secret to making that thing go. So, well done.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for the amazing update. I appreciate it. We've got some other people on the line. I see probably 15 people hung up after the presentation, but of the people left, let's go to is Gene on the line? I see Gene Sherman.
I am here.
What's up, buddy? Tell us what's happening.
I got a lot happening in my world down here. In the process of getting very close to opening my club, so that is, I guess number one priority. A couple weeks from starting my pre-sale, looking to open December 1st. So that's a lot of exciting stuff going on. But as far as the wellness perspective, you know, I think all those things are things that, being somebody that's been a part of this for a while are things that exactly that I follow, and it's been huge success for me. And I'll just give you a couple things, and one that what you were talking about real quick, and I won't read all of this email. But you talk about creating raving fans, and I agree 10,000% what that would do for your business. And I think ultimately, you know, not only creating them, but what are you doing as a trainer to create raving fans? What are you doing for those people that I guess are your kind of your raving fan marketers, you know? And for me, I do something simple, is simply giving a T-shirt to someone, every single person that refers somebody to me that signs up for a program. And, you know, sometimes those are the little things that get people excited. But I had a person that just sent an email that she just copied me on to the Frederick Memorial Hospital that she works at. She's been doing my boot camps for a while and a huge fan, loves them. She loves the excitement of my boot camps. She knows that I do the corporate fitness stuff. You know, so she was just talking a little bit, but she sent a message to the Memorial Hospital. It's the second time she sent it to them. But as since then, obviously I've done some of the challenges. So her email goes, Gina and his group have just finished 3 corporate fit challenges, 2 of which were at the local community college that were well attended. I remember he was doing a corporate challenge at SCC a half a year ago when I originally contacted you. So SCC must keep asking him back. You know, please consider this exceptional program to the employees at FMH. I think you'll be surprised at how it takes off. So again, you know, I don't know how often that, you know, you say it. I think that's key. To get people to rave about what you do and what you provide is, you know, the number one priority, and it's going to be the number one priority that I know you and I have talked about as well, that is going to continue to grow your business and retain those people, you know, from the programs. And I can just use a little number 2, FCC, which I've done a lot, which I actually was speaking to the HR person yesterday, which, again, you and I had talked about, the year-long, I'm working on more of a around-the-year wellness program for you as opposed to just a 6-week challenge. But of the 2 challenges I did with them, of the 30 people, which started back in April, I still have today at least 15 of them in boot camps.
From 30 people in one of your April programs, 15 of them are still in boot camps.
Yeah. Not to mention the people that they bring with them, like friends and whatnot.
I love it. Dean Sherman, Tim Rohde, I'm just going to continue to use your testimonials all the time. I love it. Dean, can you do me a favor? If you think of it, will you have Mary, or will you forward, you can take her contact information off or her last name off if you want, but the email that woman sent you that you read, because I'd love to share that.
I'll send a couple of them. She sent like 10 of them this week. I mean, it's like crazy. She's like, I told her I was going to have to hire her for all the emails she sent, but yeah, I mean, that's just a perfect example. You know, a testimonial isn't somebody simply saying, hey, this is a great program. A testimonial is somebody really going above and beyond what they're doing. But, you know, but I think the other aspect of that, too, is making sure you're responding to that person, too, and saying, hey, thanks, you know, a little fun thing. Hey, I got to add you to the payroll. Keeping that interaction with the people and not leaving them out in the cold and making sure that they're aware that you know how much they mean to you and what they're doing for you.
For those of you who haven't been on the in the Fast Track for a while, or there's some newer trainers on the line, Gene Sherman is an independent trainer, runs his own business, and hired someone to help him with the Corporate Fit Challenge program because it was growing so much. And now, a couple years into doing the CFC, has it been 2 years? I don't even know, Gene, how long has it been?
I would say it's been 2 years, but really focused a year.
Yeah, and now he's opening his own facility December 1st. Not that everyone strives to want to have their own facility, but certainly I have to believe that the challenge, you know, at least showed Gene that he has raving fans and he has a way to drive people into his facility, and was probably one of the reasons that he's looking at doing that. So I love it. And so you heard from 2 completely different perspectives, Tim Rohde with 3 clubs, and Gene Sherman, in the same area as Tim, running his own small business, both very successful using the same program. So thank you for that. Ian, my friend Ian has to get off the line, so I'm going to put him up next. Ian, you're on the call. What's up?
Rocking and rolling. We've got a meeting next Wednesday at Cummins for their international office business. Their international headquarters for all their locations is here in town. And it's one of 4 locations that we Well, we haven't booked them yet, but they'll be one of four locations with Cummins that we booked. So we're really excited for that meeting. And John, actually, I have a question for you in regards to the scheduling.
Sure.
Question that you brought up before.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, you had mentioned about challenging the people, the leaders you were talking to pull out their schedules and ask them when their next workout was.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you've ever started that off, like started your presentation off like that, or how you actually brought that up to call into action on that. If you could just repeat that, that'd be a big help.
Yeah, I've never used that before. I came up with that that morning on a Post-it note of things that I thought employers could do to start implementing wellness in their workplace now without me, just doing something now. And so what I suggested to them was not that they right there pull out their schedules and show me when they're going to work out, but when they have their next staff meeting or when their departments are meeting, to have those people pull out their calendars, and just as they're booking out staff meetings or project deadlines, to actually put in their own work calendar when they're going to work out. So they're accountable to each other. And I had suggested for companies that are larger that have like a shared calendar system to what if you had employees put on their calendar that Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. they work out. So I'm saying take it as seriously as you take a business meeting. Have your employees look at their workouts like a business meeting. That was my suggestion. Does that help?
Would you recommend asking the people you're presenting to take their schedules out, or do you think that's too...
Not right there. I don't want to take them off track of what we're talking about. I wouldn't have them pull out their calendar right then and book their workouts. I think that would put them on the spot and make them feel pretty awkward.
Yeah.
But I think suggesting that that's something they could do as a workplace is something that seemed to resonate with them.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Cool. Let's see. Okay, so Ian, you've got Cummins presentations coming up. Keep us posted on the listserv of how those go, when you get them booked, what's happening. I know you and John are doing amazing things down there, and other trainers like to see what's working for people. So everyone, I guess if I could put that plug out, to please share what's working so we are in contact more often than just the calls. But good job down there in Indiana, friends. Let's go to 520. I don't see who I've got from 520 area code. Who is that? 520-404? Don't know who that is. I don't see that number. All right, is Allison Shoemate on the line still? Allison 615, no? Okay, 240, Gene went 410, Tim went 520, 415. Who's in 415?
Oh, that's me, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. I loved your post on my wall the other day. Thanks for that video.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Tell me what's up. How are things going? You guys, if you can hang on the line just a couple more minutes, we just have two people left, so let's give them our attention. Tiffany, go for it.
So things are kind of, well, I'm still kind of chugging along. This talk today was really good because I just feel like the people that I've talked to and the companies that I've talked to, they're trying to make things too complicated.
Okay.
You know, and they don't really realize, like, how easy this program can be, and I've been having a hard time communicating that they don't need to go through their HR. It doesn't need to be a big production. Just get a couple of your coworkers, even just some of your friends if you want to bring in. And, yeah, so I've just had a hard time kind of selling the program or closing the deal on the program.
Okay.
So people seem really interested in the beginning, and then it's just like, yeah, excuse after excuse, and I've just been having challenges with that. So...
And I think going, you know, directly to employees is also, remember, something I suggest all the time is that,
yeah,
you know, instead of trying to go to the business leaders, this was one approach. The CFC rally was one approach, different from what I normally do. Normally, I'm just looking for somebody who works at the school to be the champion of the program and just completely bypass any kind of a, you know, I'm not asking anybody in authority to approve it.
Yeah.
No different, remember, than asking an employee, hey, do you want to help me put together a softball team? You know, they don't need HR approval to do that. So what else could I do to help you with that or to help you overcome that challenge?
I have no idea right now. I guess, I don't know. I think I have to really, I have to come up with something kind of like your rally or something like that to think outside the box and get them to realize, like, this can be simple, you know? Because every time I talk to even an employee, they're like, oh, well, let me check with HR, or let me check with this. It's like, no, you don't have to do that, though. No.
Yeah.
So,
and maybe it's, Tiffany, for you wording it more like, and this doesn't work for everybody, but I'm thinking about you and your business, wording it more like an employee boot camp. That,
yeah.
You know, when you start to throw around words like wellness, corporate wellness, it does sound corporate. It sounds like it needs approval. It sounds like it has something to do with an insurance company. If you just said to an employee who you're friends with or is a fan, already a client, and said, hey, I'm putting together some boot camps within workplaces, is that something that could interest you and some of your friends in doing?
Okay.
How does that sound?
Yeah, I think that would sound better, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think that, like, yeah, when you throw in that corporate, they're like, oh, well, let's talk to the higher-ups, and yeah.
So put it together more like a work site, a workplace boot camp or a workplace fit club is also another term that a lot of us use that you might as well. But fit club sounds less intimidating than boot camp. We call all of our Beachbody programs fit clubs. And this would work too, to say I'm putting together a fit club for a workplace. I know it works because these are the people you see all the time. So if you're drinking water, they'll drink water. If you're working out after work, they'll work out after work. So, you know, maybe like a workplace fit club is a better way for you to approach it.
Okay.
All right, let me know, Tiffany, if that works, and feel free to email me or the listserv if I can help you more with that. I really want to help you get it off the ground.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, I see we had a few of our newer trainers I wanted to introduce you. Bobby Schmidt from Wisconsin, and she already hung up. Sharon hung up. Let's see, is there somebody on the line that I have missed out on that wants to share? There's a couple area codes that I just don't recognize. Maybe you're calling in from a cell phone. Anybody else on the line that wants to share any updates? No? All right. Well, with that, we are right on time, 12 o'clock Eastern time, 1 hour smack on. Thank you, everybody, for your time and attention on the call. Thanks for the great updates. If I could ask you a favor, please, please keep our listserv active. Tell us what's happening. Shoot questions and comments out. It keeps it in front of all of us and keeps it high on our priority list. So thank you for the wonderful updates of the people who shared, and I will see you on the listserv. And I will get our marketing material up on the Corporate Fit Challenge website within the week. All right? Email me if you have any other questions. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have an amazing Thursday.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.